Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish Maseches Kinim. We're going to learn the last long Mishnah in Maseches Kinim, and that will bring us to the end of Seder Kachim, and Be'ez Hashem, we will then begin Seder Taharos. So says the Mishnah, we're talking about a woman who took a neder to bring a kan together with the kan that she's chayev to bring anyway, and the kohen messed up. So Isha Sharma, Harei Lekan, Kishe Elid Zachar. A woman says, when I give birth to a baby boy, and therefore I'm going to be chayv as a yoledus anyhow to bring birds, I'm also committing to bring another kan. Yolda Zachar, Mevia Shtei Kinim. So when she gives birth to a baby boy, she should bring two kinim. Achas L'Nidra, V'achas L'Chavasa. One to fulfill her neder, and one to fulfill her chiyuv. Now, both the birds in her neder are supposed to be olos, because when you take a neder, they're supposed to be olos. As far as her chiyuv, one is supposed to be a chatas, and one is supposed to be an ola. Nisanasam, meaning a nedava, you can't have a chatas nedava. You can only have an olas nedava. So both of the ones that are to fulfill her neder are supposed to be an ola. Nisanasam, the kohen, she gave them to the kohen. Vakohen tzarech chlasos sholosh prey de milamalan vachas milamatan. If the kohen is paying attention and he's doing the right thing, he's supposed to bring three birds as an ola and only one as a chatas. But lo asakein, he didn't do that. Elas ashtayim lamalan ashtayim lamatan v'lo nimlach. He didn't ask any shaylas, and he did two as an ola and two as a chatas. She needs to bring another bird to be brought as an ola, because she's one ola short. Mimin echad, that's when it's also from the same, if they're all Torim or they're all B'nai Yona. Mishnei minim, but if she brought the coin two pairs of birds, that one pair is Torim and the other pair is B'nai Yona, and he offered both of them as chovos, but he doesn't remember which pair he brought first, Tavishtaim. So then she has to bring two more birds to fulfill her neder, one Tar and one Ben Yona. And then he has to bring both of them as Olos. Pirsha Nidra, what's the halacha if she said which type of bird her neder should be? Meaning she took a neder to bring a pair of birds when she gives birth to a baby boy. But she said that should be a particular type of bird. She said, let's say, it should be Bnei Yona. But she doesn't remember which type she said. Whether she said Torim or whether she said B'nai Yona, she knows she said something. She said it's going to be a particular type. And then she brings two pairs of the same type to the Kohen, and he took that second pair and offered one as a Chatas, one as an Ola. But they're both Nedavos, so they're supposed to be both brought as an Ola. Tzricha lahavi od shalosh predim. She needs three more birds to fulfill her neder. One of the kind that was brought to be a second Ola, and two of the kind that was not brought, in case that's what she said she was going to bring. Mimin Echad, that's where she brought the Kohen both for the same species of birds. But Mishnei Minim, if she originally brought the Kohen two pairs from two species, one pair of Torim and the other pair of Bnei Yona, and he offered them both as Echad Chatos V'Echad Liola, and he doesn't remember which pair he offered first, Taviarba, now she's going to need to bring four more birds to fulfill her neder, two Torim and two Bnei Yona, and the Kohen has to offer all of them as Olos. Then the Mishnah says, Kava Nidra, what's halacha if she made her neder depend on her chiyuv? Meaning, not only did she say what species her neder should be, she said that she would bring it together with her chova. So together with an ola, it has to be together with an ola from the same exact species as her chova. So now, tzrich lavi od chamesh predim. She's going to bring five more birds, because one of them is going to have to be for the chova that goes along with the nedava. Mimin Echad, that's where she originally brought the Kohen both pairs from one species of birds, either all Torim or all Bnei Yona. Mishnei Minin, but if she brought from two species, she brought one pair of Torim and the other pair of Bnei Yona, and the Kohen offered all of it as Chovos, meaning half Chataos, half Olos, and he doesn't remember which one he brought first. So Tavishesh, now she's going to have to bring six more birds to fulfill her neder. She brings one pair of Torim, one pair of Bnei Yona, because she doesn't remember which species she said she's supposed to bring, and one of the Torim and one of the Bnei Yona to one other Torim, one other Ben Yona, as the Chov that has to attach itself to the Neder. Nisanasam, the Kohen Vinyadu Manasna, if she gave the two pairs of birds to the Kohen, and she has no idea what she gave him, she doesn't know if she gave him all Torim or all Bnei Yona, or one pair of Torim, one pair of Bnei Yona, Halacha Kohen Va'asa Vinyadu Ma'asa, and the Kohen went and he offered them, and he has no idea what he did. So the halacha is she needs to bring another four birds for her neder, one pair of Torim and one pair of Bnei Yona, because she doesn't remember what she had committed to bring, ushtayim luchavasa, and two birds for her chiyuv, one more Tor, one more Ben Yona, v'chatas echad, and also one chatas of one species or the other, which is going to be a total of seven birds. Ben Azai omer shtei chatos. Ben Azai says, no, she needs to bring two chatos, one of each species, because both a Tor and a Ben Yona. So if everything was done properly, the way it was supposed to, the woman would have only had to bring four birds to fulfill everything she committed to do. Her chiyuv, for having a baby, and her neder. Now that you have all these problems that came up, the Kohen did wrong, and no one remembers what was what, and what she had committed, so now she needs another seven birds, or eight birds. So the Mishnah says, this reminds us of something that... that things get confusing and things get more detailed when they go wrong. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, Zehu Sha'amru. This is the part that people will start to read from at a siyum, I imagine. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, Zehu Sha'amru. This is what they say. Keshu Chai Kolo Echad. When you have a ram that's alive, it has only one voice. It makes a voice with its mouth. Ukshu Meis Kolo Shiva. But when it's dead, it has seven voices. Because Ketzad Kolo Shiva, how does it have seven voices? Shtei Karn of Shtei Chatzotros, because its two horns are used as two trumpets. Shtei Shokov Shnei Chalilin, its two thigh bones can be used as two flutes. Ora Litof, its skin can be used as a drum. Meyav Linavalim, its stomach can be used as a lyre. Bnei Meyav Lekinoros, and its intestines can be used as harps. V'yesh Omrim, Aft Samro Letcheles, that its wool can also be used for the Tcheles of the Kohen Gadol's robe that has bells on the bottom, so that makes noise as well. Rabbi Shimon and Akashi Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Akashi says, Ziknei Amaretz calls Manish Maskin and Daiton Metrefes Alehen. When you have Ziknei Amaretz, as they get older, they become more and more confused. Shenemar, Mesir Safa Lenemanim Vitam Zikenim Yikach. That's what the Pasuk in Eov says, that he takes away speech from people who are able to speak, and he takes away logic and the ability to think from the older people. Aval Ziknei Torah Einakain, but Ziknei Torah are not like that. El calls Man Shemaskinin, as they get older, their minds become even more miyushav. That the old people have chachma, and there's greater understanding as their days grow longer. That brings us to the end of Maseches Kinim, but we got another mission to do today, so let's begin Maseches Kelim. So Maseches Kelim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. So it says the Mishnah, Avos HaTumos, the Avos of Tuma, that will make other things tame as a rishon. Hasheret, if you have a dead sheret, v'shechvazera, the shechvazera that comes out of a man's body naturally during tashmish. Utmei meis, someone who is tame from having touched a dead body. V'amitzora b'imei safro, a mitzora during the 7 days that he's counting toward his tara process. Umechato shein bem kedei azoya, if you have the paraduma waters that doesn't have the amount that you need to sprinkle on a person in order to treat it from its tumah. Hare elu metamen adam v'kelim b'maga. These things can be metame people and kelim by touching them, uklecheres ba'avir, and they can be metame uklecheres by being in the airspace of uklecheres, veinu metame b'masa, but they're not metame with masa by carrying them. So to review what we learned today, in the last Mishnah Maseches Kinim, we're not going to go through all the cases, but the Mishnah essentially said that if a woman was chayav a chova and a nedava, so if everything goes well, she only only brings a total of four birds, but the Mishnah kept on introducing more levels of confusion and complication till we got to the point that she might have to bring eight extra birds to fulfill all the nedavos, and that's why the Mishnah said at the end that that things get complicated as life goes on, and you find by zakenim that when they get old, their Torah gets b'nei Torah and Tamid Chacham get smarter, and Amei Aretz lose their ability to reason. And then in Kelim Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, we gave a list of things that are metame as avos hatuma, and those things that are metame as avos hatuma are metame b'maga, or they're metame klicheres b'avir, but they're not metame b'masa. But next time we'll pick up Kelim Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis.